We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. It is quarter number four. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We're going to close out strong with part five of the 25 most important players ranked by Mr. Flounders coming out of spring ball and going into fall camp. This is part five. We're going to get the last four guys on. Before we do, a little house cleaning. Are you ready, Ross? I'm going to tee you up. It is four defensive backs in the 2019 class. I made a mistake and said four or five.
Wow.
You know, it's so too easy for
Ross. Hand you the kitchen knife.
Fishing with dynamite he enjoys working for it a little bit. That's too easy.
That changes everything. I don't think people should ever listen to Keystone Sports Network again. That is false advertising. You should probably be fired.
Kudos to for being honest, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was brought to my attention that it was four. And
I can't tell you what, though. Our boss is on top of it.
Yeah, I had computer issues this morning.
While we're at it, Oregon evidently got another quarterback in the 2000s.
So you want to hedge that bet?
We are going to ask the audience for a mulligan, and we'll see you next week. You can be great.
This is a tribute to the U.S. Open, where every guy is struggling, you know, because the course is so hard. That's why we're having so many bogeys so far today.
And number 15, Steven Gonzalez on this list is number one ranked pass blocking guard.
In all of every power returning power five guard. That's awesome.
Wow.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a shocker for you. So, all right, let's get to the list. I'm going to recap the top 10.
Well, I don't remember him giving up a whole lot of sacks or pressures. You know, you just don't. I know he got some penalties, I think. And also had some issues in run. Because you think with his body type that really he's supposed to be a road grader.
He's supposed to be a road grader.
Yeah, he's like 335, 340 pounds.
He's strong as an ox, though, too. And that kind of helps the footwork thing on the pass blocking.
His high school video, he was just so thick and powerful.
He still is, yes. He's a
He's
big,
still a powerful young man.
It is a surprising. It's a surprising stat. We'll see how this plays out this year and beyond.
All right, I'm going to recap the top 10 to where we are. We have four guys to get to on this list. Number 10 was Miles Sanders. Number 9 was Connor McGovern. Number 8 was DeAndre Tompkins. Number 7, John Reed. Then Kevin Givens. Number 5 was Blake Gillikin. That's the last one we got to last week, the punter.
Well, you know,
kicker maybe.
When you're in the media and you want people to download the Keystone Sports Network app or listen to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, you really want to tease them, right? Like, you really want them, you want to leave them wanting more. When we went with Blake Gillikin at 5, the ratings were just like, oh my gosh, Blake Gillikin's 5. I cannot wait to see who is 4, 3, 2, and 1.
I'm not sure there's a lot of surprise in the top four, but the other four times, I'm just going to say who they are ranked by Bob, and you guys go at it. Number 4 is offensive lineman Ryan Bates.
So we talked about this a little bit last week because what was McGovern?
McGovern was 9.
Yeah, I think because we've seen Will Fries play a pretty good left tackle and we've seen nobody else play center and show that they're capable of playing center, I disagree with Bob on this. I would put McGovern higher than Bates. I think Bates has probably been the most accomplished player. But, you know, Bates got injured last year. Bates moved around a little bit. Penn State has a real, like, if you miss time, they really, really, like, they're putting him in the second half or whatever, right tackle against Maryland, whatever they did. That was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
I didn't get it either.
Like, that's one where I don't want to, like, text somebody and be like, just walk me through the process here. Like, well, we didn't think he was healthy enough. Okay, so then why did you put him in the second half of the Maryland game?
It's 66-3.
Well, we wanted to work him back. Like, what?
What?
That was bizarre, bizarre logic. Bates is a terrific player. I still submit to you he's a better guard than he is a tackle. Mm-hmm. I never thought they should have flipped him and Mann last year and moved Mann to the other side of the ball. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a mistake. I still think it's a mistake. I think Bates will be fine this year. And I think the way what they have in Gonzalez and McGovern and Mennett, you should have Bates tackle.
You should.
Because McGovern, Mennett, and Gonzalez, none of those guys can really play tackle. So if those are your best five, you want them inside, and then you put Bates out at left tackle. But I would still have McGovern higher because we backup center is such an unknown. Backup left tackle is not. It would be Will Fries in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I was going to say McGovern might, and Andy's talked about it, he might be a better guard.
He is. I think he's a better guard.
And also just comparing his play at center to Brian Gaia's, I just don't know. I think they thought in theory it was a great idea to have a bigger player at center because they were getting – they couldn't convert a third and short.
Right.
And I think they thought that they saw Brian Gaia as a guy that was not the biggest guy and maybe he was getting pushed into the backfield. But they still struggled last year to convert short yardage plays because of the design of the offense, right? It's not – you know, never under center. Trace has to handle it. There's a mesh point sometimes. Give it to Saquon, who sometimes bounces it. So I just don't know. I think – I'm not sure what Connor's best position is. I just like Ryan's versatility. He can play, I think, four positions if he had to. I'm not – I mean, and I think I would put a little bit more of a value on that.
Connor McGovern's my man crush, by the way. You weren't here a couple weeks ago when I
– Really?
Yeah, he is my – you know, you were here last week because we were talking about –
I need
about
to have
saying,
a man crush.
He's my man. Yours is Jan Johnson.
Yeah, but I did have a man crush other than the guys that are from Berks County. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
But,
like, I can't have a Michael Mennett Jan Johnson. I will say this. Jan Johnson's a man crush in the sense that two-time state wrestling champ.
I know.
Guy played four sports, started a quarterback – you know, for 3 years as an option quarterback, he's going to play for Penn State this year. I'm just telling you, he's going to end up playing.
Brandon Smith last year was a good one. All right, let's do number three is wide receiver Juwan Johnson. Very, very important for Penn State. Very, very important. I don't know if you can argue this one, Ross, but have a crack at it.
Well, the argument would be Justin Shorter's a freak show, and they still have Tompkins.
Mm-hmm.
We saw good things in the spring from Hamler and Hippenhammer.
Yep.
You know, they've got Polk. They've got some other guys. So the argument would be that, you know, this is most important, right? So to me,
most important.
That's like, is there a difference between most important and most valuable? I don't know. To me, it's like,
about the same.
Okay, so if Juwan Johnson went down, that would hurt. But I think it would hurt more if Connor McGovern went down, probably. I mean, I guess they would move Bates inside to guard. And right. Mennett to center.
Mm-hmm. Will Fries at left tackle.
That's a lot of guys moving. You know how I feel about guys moving.
I know.
That's a lot of guys moving. Juwan Johnson, I think Bob is projecting a huge year for Juwan Johnson. I think that makes sense. And Shorter's an unknown. As excited as we are, Shorter's an unknown. I think Juwan Johnson should be high. I would still have McGovern ahead of him. Maybe even Bates ahead of him. I'm not gonna say Gilligan. I'm not doing that. But I'll say. But I think Juwan Johnson, very, very good player, and I think he's poised for a big year.
Yeah, I think he should be a 1,000-yard receiver this year. He's different, a little bit different kind of a player. He's bigger than Chris Godwin, one of the biggest receivers at Penn State. That's good that I can remember. Joe Juravicius was a freak show size wise, but this guy's huge. I mean, he looks like he's 235 pounds, and there's no body fat on him.
2% body fat.
I just think that he's going to take another big step forward, and with the losses at wideout, I think he is the one. I like Tompkins a lot because he can return kicks. He's the one guy I think that Trace McSorley will definitely lean on this year.
Can he be a red zone threat? Is the one touchdown thing last year just a product of the guys around him?
Gesicki. It's a product of Gesicki and Saquon Barkley.
Right. Yeah, that's what my question was. Yeah. That's what my question was. Yeah, I think he has to become a bigger threat in the red zone, and that's the next level for him. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We're on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. Two left, gentlemen. Number two is defensive end Sharif Miller.
So it's interesting because there's a lot of projection here from Bob. Like, he thinks Juwan Johnson's going to have a huge year. He thinks Sharif Miller's going to have a huge year. They're just so deep at the end that to say that Sharif Miller is the second most important player, I can't do that. You can't tell me that Sharif Miller's more important than Connor McGovern. You can't tell. I don't even know if Sharif Miller is more important than Blake Gilligan. Blake Gilligan's the kicker and the only kicker and punter they have. Sharif Miller is a really nice player, And I agree with Bobby. He's got a chance to have a big year. I think he wants to have a huge year and then go pro probably. Mm-hmm. But they got a lot of other DNs, man.
They do. They do.
It's a bad list, Bob. I'm going to come up with a better list.
It is not a bad list.
I'm going to come up with a better list.
It is not a bad list.
It's a bad list.
It is not a bad list.
Did you hear that? Little drop. I'm going to come up with a better list.
Next is you'll have Trace McSorley number one when they have Tommy Stevens in the backup.
Clearly, yes. Why is it? Yeah, Stevens should be in the top 10. Look, I break down the James Franklin era into pre-Minnesota, post-Minnesota 2016.
It's unbelievable.
Okay. So if you look at that game as maybe the turning point in the
ascent of this program.
Yeah. So they've lost three games. They lost to USC, and they lost to Ohio State, and they lost to Michigan State. The common thread in all three of those games is they could not get home against the quarterback. Brian Lewerke threw for 400 yards in that slop fest. JT Barrett, it was a 7-on-7 drill in the second half. And Sam Darnold, probably one of the major reasons why he went so high in the draft was that game. They have not had a player that could get home to the quarterback, affect the passer. In my mind,
Carl Nassib,
I'm going all in on this guy being that guy. He is the guy that can get them in games like this in a better shot to win.
All right, let's do number one on our list before we have to get out. It is quarterback Trace McSorley.
And guess what? He deserves it.
Yeah.
I was messing around. We all think Tommy Stevens is great. Trace McSorley is going to go down as the best quarterback Penn State's ever had in terms of his career. He's going to have the best career of any Penn State quarterback ever. And look, I'm not saying he's as good of a pro prospect as like Kerry Collins was or Todd Blackledge. He's not going to play 17 years in the NFL, I don't think, right?
Right.
But we're talking college production and coming up big in big moments and the success. I mean, they got a great chance to have a third straight 10-plus year.
Yeah.
What do they call the New Year's Six Bowl? New Year's Six Bowl.
Right.
And so as good as Stevens is, Trace is not Trace McSorley. Hasn't proven he can do it week in, week out. Stay healthy. Trace McSorley is number one. And here we go. I mean, Penn State has the best quarterback in school history on the team right now. Think about that.
I just throw some numbers.
Until maybe Tommy Stevens is better next year.
As they get ready to make a – they should make a – Penn State should make a strong Heisman push for this kid all year. 7,000 yards, 16 interceptions, 55 touchdowns, 61% completion percentage, 8.6 yards per attempt in his career, 14.2 yards per completion. There is no other argument. That's a Heisman Trophy candidate.
They don't even have to do it because of the schedule they play. If he plays well against Ohio State, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and they win, they get to a good bowl, I think he's going to be real tough to beat.
All right, the ding of the bell means that we need to be done. That's it for the Keystone Kickoff Show this week. My alarm went off. Thanks, Ross. Thanks, Bob. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Have a good weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hi, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stop by Route 15 Beverage Express for the best selection of craft, domestic, and import beer in the area. Let our friendly and knowledgeable staff provide you with the best service in the area. And don't forget, June 23rd, we are saying thank you for 15 wonderful years of service. Stop by from noon to 4 for free food from 409 Tailgate Club, beer samples, and prizes just off Route 15 South in Dillsburg.